News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, they're begging to make a deal. So says President Trump. Not so says Iran. David Smith is with us. He's the Guardian's Washington Bureau Chief. There does seem to be some tangible signs of movement, though. The US saying that Iran has allowed 10 ships through the Straits of Hormuz. If that's true, it's significant, isn't it, David?
Yeah, Donald Trump made that claim that this was a welcome gift from Iran to allow that to happen. So perhaps that's a positive sign. And certainly for several days now, we've had reports of other countries such as Pakistan mediating here. And that was reiterated by the envoy Steve Witkoff at a cabinet meeting in the White House on Thursday, talking about this 15-point plan that the US has put forward. And as you heard there, Trump certainly claims that Iran is begging to make a deal, but Iran vehemently denies that. The other news we've had in the last few hours is that Trump has once again announced he's postponing his deadline for Iran to fully open the Strait of Hormuz. He had threatened attacks on Iranian power plants, but that's off again for a further 10 days. Again, like so much of this, we're in the fog of war. I think it can be interpreted either way. You could say he's doing that because Iran is playing ball and there are negotiations happening and he wants to acknowledge that. But a critic would argue, no, he's actually doing it because Trump is chickening out again. He's not getting enough movement and he needs to buy himself more time.
And hand in hand with that, the US, through their Treasury Secretary, has said that they're going to be launching an insurance scheme so that there will be an insurance scheme for ships going through the Strait as well as naval escort. That raises two questions. One, if that's the plan of approach, surely it should have been in place before they launched the military action in the first place. And two, would that work?
Yeah, I mean, I think on the first point, there's certainly been widespread criticism that the Trump White House failed to fully think through this, what was going to happen as this war unfolded. There was that early momentum with the killing of the Supreme Leader and other senior figures on the first day. And I think an assumption that Iran would buckle. We also heard Trump calling for people to rise up and overthrow the regime. Some Democrats, people from the Biden administration say, Trump had got carried away because of his apparent success in Venezuela. And it really failed to account for Iran being much more complicated and resilient and having that tool at its disposal of choking off the Strait of Hormuz. Whether this insurance policy can work is, again, questionable, I think. We've seen a lot of half-baked plans coming out of this administration. We've heard the defense secretary saying, everything there is fine, apart from the fact that Iran is shooting. It's an effort, it's an attempt, but I think a lot of the companies that send oil through the Straits would be looking for firmer security guarantees and will have noted reports that thousands more US troops are being sent to the region. So in fact, this could escalate further.
Now, Iran has responded to the proposals made by the US by describing them as unfair and one-sided. I would have thought that that's sort of to be expected. If you're being bullied by the world's largest superpower, it's hardly going to be a 50-50 deal that they offer.
That's right. We certainly heard a lot about that from Trump on Thursday about Iran being thoroughly beaten and this war being over. And he sounded like someone who could make any demands he wanted. But I think from the Iranian perspective, for them, victory is simply survival. If the regime can cling on, then that will be their objective achieved, and they will certainly claim victory. And they're not willing to yield to these demands. And I think so much, of course, will come down to the issue of uranium enrichment and Iran's pursuit of a nuclear weapon. The US says it cannot contemplate any of that being in place, but does the US even know all the locations where this enriched uranium might be stored? That remains vague. And again, you know, there are complications, I think, in terms of the US has one set of objectives. Israel perhaps wants to go further in terms of regime change. But Iran can see the potential pitfalls here for Trump in terms of domestic opinion, international opinion. It intends to stand its ground and not just simply surrender to US demands. And I think if you look historically, Persia, Iran, that is a country with a long history of standing its ground and not yielding to conquerors.
David, thank you very much. David Smith, Guardian's Washington Bureau Chief there. 53106, if you want to get in touch, 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.